Now, can we back up a little
bit? Yes, ma'am.
You mentioned being poor,
mm-hmm.
growing up, and you grew up during the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
What other memories do you have of that time, of specifically how the Depression affected you and your family? And
well, we were living in a not very attractive neighborhood. We were right on the streetcar line. We lived up over a couple of stores. One was a shoe store owned by the guy who owned the building, and the other was started out to be a confectionery store, but the guy who owned it turned it into a tavern, a bar after a while, and our door was right in the middle. And my mother used to tell me, you know, you aren't defined by anything but that door. So I had to go through, and I saw a lot of stuff, but hey, you know, my mother and father, but particularly my mother, kept me focused on what was going to keep me going. And except for the kids from Long Meadow, everybody was poor, you know.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was an only child because my mother had me when she was 40, and she wasn't supposed to have me. But there wasn't any such thing as birth control, and my daddy was her second husband. My mother had been married before, had had a husband and a child both to pass away. You know, at the turn of the century, I think she said her first husband was a laborer. I think from look through the picture of her first daughter, whom I never knew, the sister, that he must have been a handsome man. But he dropped dead. You know, he was a laboring man, and he dropped dead. And then when the sister that I never knew, when she was 11 or 12, she died of some kind of illness that they probably would have been able to give her a pill for now. And I remember during my younger years, when I reached teenage years, my mother was so fearful that something was going to happen to me. She didn't keep me from doing things, but I sensed her anxiety, and it made me, I was much loved, but there was that fearful love, and I kind of knew that, don't disappoint Mama, you know, she's been through enough. But
now, you said you were born prematurely.
Yeah.
The year?
Yeah, that was 1923. I wasn't supposed to be born until February 1924, but I was born, and my mother and father were living with a friend in a tenement with a friend, and her friend Mrs. Fisher was, I guess my daddy was working, and she tried to help mother, and they wrapped me up in a blanket and put me over on a table somewhere, and when the doctor got there, Dr. Chauncey Harley, whom I think may have become rather famous in the Philly. Well, doctors made house calls there, but you know, he came to see what was going on. He, you know, they got message to him, and he asked how my mother was. And said, oh, Mrs. Jordan is poorly, doctor. Well, how's the baby? Oh, the baby's dead. At which point I yelped over there on the table, and my mother teased me. She said, you know, you've been running your mouth ever since. I think about it, because eventually, when I got to teach in college, I was teaching speech. And I, so I think, you know, things happen. But I've had so many blessings in my life. Folks say, you were lucky. I was blessed.